The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Don, you're here at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention to talk a little bit about Red Balloon. I met your leadership team. This is a pretty exciting thing for people who want to work for companies that aren't woke. This is a great venture.
Well, it really is. And I think, you know, you've seen that so much, Mike. You see people going into jobs that are persecuted for their religious beliefs, their political beliefs. You see people hiring that end up hiring woke people that hate everything that the company stands for, and then you have to deal with that. These are real problems in the corporate world. I know a little bit about this because before entering into this lovely journey of politics, we used to do that, and we hired a lot of people, and you see just how quickly it can go wrong, both on the hiring process as well as on the, you know, looking for jobs. And so it's exciting. It's just part of that parallel economy. You see that growing every day as people are getting sick of being forced to conform to the woke mindset and what I, you know, what I call the woke mind virus, which is really a cancer in our society these days. So Red Balloon is a job board. It's just very exciting, making sure that people end up, you know, you spend a lot of time at work. It's a big portion of your life. Like, we want people to be happy, to be comfortable. I think that inures to the companies themselves, because when you have happy people and productive, becomes productive people. And so it's just a win-win and something that needs to be addressed these days.
Redballoon.work. And we're real excited about it here at the Mike Gallagher Show, and I know you've blessed it as well. So hope to be talking a lot about Redballoon.work in the future. This is a big week, Don, here in Florida. Your father's primary rival is throwing his hat in the ring. I've been thinking a lot about your dad's dedication to loyalty. Loyalty is a big thing for President Trump. And somebody said to me this week, a caller said, you know, how would it feel to know that the guy that is responsible for having Governor DeSantis in the governor's mansion has now sort of turned on him and said, I want your job?
Well, listen, you know, the big dollar donors, they want someone they can control. You saw that. You saw that with the flip-flop from what the response that he gave to Tucker Carlson on the Ukraine war. The second the donors, they didn't like it, he changed his mind, and it got soft. You saw the soft response to the weaponization of our government against their political rivals. You know, it's not really a big deal. I mean, that was his response, and that's kind of scary, right? That's the notion. But the reality is, if it wasn't for Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis would be a journeyman lawyer at a small, you know, little Florida law firm. He would have lost to a meth addict that was into, you know, I guess, orgies, and he was going to lose before Donald Trump stepped into that. So there is a component of that. You got to understand that, right? Will someone who does something like that, will they be loyal to a base? Will they hold true to their political beliefs, or are they easily bought, manipulated, and or paid for? And I think the answer is the latter. And I think based on everything we've seen on the last 6 weeks, not just running, but again, the flip-flops on major issues to the Republican base, on flip-flops to things to the MAGA Republicans who really matter. Oh, yeah, the weaponization of government, it's not really a big deal. Oh, really, it's not a big deal until they're coming after you, Mike. So, you know, it's unfortunate, because for me, as someone who believes in these things, I really wish we had a deeper base of people who do know how to fight, who do that, and who aren't beholden to the rhino Republicans. You know, you see the, you know, Paul Ryan, he's the candidate of a choice. Jeb Bush, they really love DeSantis. I'm like, well, I mean, you think that's going to align with your MAGA values in time? And the answer is no. Now, they have a lot of money, and the consultants will get paid a lot, and the billionaire donors will make sure they'll be out there pushing the message that he's the guy for those things. But when you actually look at it, I don't have a lot of faith in it. And again, like I said, I truly, as a American with five young kids, I want Republicans to be able to actually win, but not the rhino Republicans, because they haven't gotten us anything in 50 years.
I've said over and over again that never in the history of America has one man been subjected to so much persecution and now prosecution as your father. We've never seen it ever. And so here we are at the National Religious Broadcast.
I'd be number one if it wasn't for my father, and I'm not even in office. But because I do a lot of that stuff, and because I'm willing to engage and fight, you know, they'll go after me. But I think we've gotten to the point as a society where we can't just sit back. We must engage. No different. Honestly, it's like what we're talking about with Red Balloon. Like, we can't just sit back. It'll be okay. I'll have the woke job board find me, you know, the rainbow-haired colored freak for my job. And then in 2 weeks, they're going to sue my company. They're going to own my business for nonsense. It's almost like it's a plant, right? You feel like every day is a setup by these ridiculous, woke ideologies and the people that espouse them. But they got a lot of power, Mike. They got, you know, the vast majority of mainstream media, even the vast majority of mainstream conservative media, kowtowing to them. They have all of big tech, almost all of big social. These are trillion-dollar industries that we're up against, and it's our values, it's our freedom, it's the Constitution, it's our children's future, all on the line. Like, we can't lose that battle. We got to fight it.
We're all shocked at how much they've thrown at him. Can I ask you a personal question? Within the family, and even your dad himself, are you guys just ever stunned at everything that they've done to try to stop him?
You know, I guess we're dismayed. But we're not shocked, right? We've seen this. Mike, for me, this is 7 years of this stuff, right? Remember, I did 50 hours of testimony before Congress for treason. Just a little thing called treason, a crime punishable by death, right? And what happened? Nothing. Because there was nothing ever there. Hunter Biden can take $1 billion from China, have no-show jobs, be doing crack with seemingly underage prostitutes, money laundering for Russian oligarchs, no-show jobs in Ukraine in business they know nothing about. His sister, the brother, the children, the ex-girlfriend, the girlfriend that was the brother's wife, everyone, the grandchildren, everyone's on the payroll. No one had ever done international business before. The business was only done in places where Joe Biden, as vice president, had some sort of influence. The companies were set up in shell organizations the day he assumed power, only in those places, with no track record of business. I mean, they went after us for building buildings, which, I think if you look back, you say, the Trump organization through my grandfather, we've been doing this for like 80 years. And it's as though we'd never built a building in our lives. It's just we're living in a two-tiered system of justice. We're living in a two-tiered system of just about everything, but we can't give up. We can't stop. So for us, at this point, we almost laugh about it because it's like, oh, another lawsuit. Oh, I'm shocked. That's called Tuesday. It'd be nice if other people could experience some of this because they understand just how fragile it is and just the lengths that both the RINOs and the Democrats will go to maintain political power. I mean, that's what we're up against.
You got a room full of people wanting to say hi to you. You made a great accommodation to spend a couple of minutes with the Mike Gallagher Show. Hope you know how many millions of us are praying for you and pulling for you guys. And I appreciate you. Keep fighting the good fight.
I will, and we appreciate that. Those prayers, we need them, and our country needs them. So it means all the world to us.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.